Awakening from out of layer upon layer of darkness. Your body still feels a little heavy, a little blank and overheated and good. And that's all right. As awareness slowly returns, you realize every bit of you feels pretty heavy, difficult to move, but you're laying on a comfortable surface, a mattress with a real heat to it. Something happened here, and recently. You hear giggling feminine voices from just out of view. "Looks like our new toy is awake," says one that you had not heard before. "It'll be fun," announces another. They come closer. You see a blue woman with huge breasts, swaying hips, and a dripping, revealed sex. There are lighter blue lips within. Her wet pussy is parted. You look up at her because you are laying on the floor on a mattress, comfortable. You look around the room. There is a strange glass monitor with glowing light emanating from it at the other end of the room. There are padded restraints hung from the ceiling. You're in a place of experimentation and torment and pleasure. Along one wall are a variety of devices. Some glow, some hum, some are long and phallic, some are round with suction cups all over them. As you look at the other woman, the one who was standing in the shadows, the unfamiliar demonic presence, you once more are startled by how beautiful and otherworldly an entity can be. Her skin is a dark, dark brown, but a hue sometimes seen in normal people walking around. Yet she has a long tail. Its tip is a spade, and when she licks her lips, her tongue is every bit as long as the blue succubus' familiar presence. You watch as they walk closer. Both of them are wearing heels and nothing else. Your eyes roam back to the blue succubus, looking up and down her body, groaning. Some remnant of some lustful aphrodisiac chemical must still be in your system. You clench your buttocks and feel pleasure riot and rain through you. Your eyes roll back. Even though you feel heavy, you manage to sit up on the mattress on the floor. The bubbly blue bimbo succubus giggles again, making her massive tits bounce. The nipples are still extremely pointed, and juices are flowing from her open, needy sex. She turns. You see her ass and side profile. Every bit of her is curved, sculpted, perfection. She's moving nearer. The scent of sex and the heat of need comes with her, as if the world around her were a few degrees more lustful than anywhere else. The dark-skinned succubus, who also has little horns on her head, moves into the light further. You see she has short red hair, waves of it on top of her head. The short, sporty cut, and the way she moves is more muscled. There's a little bit less bouncy breast and a lot more tight, taut, powerful, athletic control to her every movement. She drops quickly onto the mattress, crawls animal-like toward you. You see her fangs as she licks her lips. They're dark burgundy painted. Her tongue is a darker red than the other succubus's long, light blue appendage. You don't know if it was that color before, but now it is. She slurps periodically. The tall succubus stands above you, the one with the blue flesh and those mountainous breasts, that long fall of blonde hair. Her butt jiggles as she moves just out of your field of view. You notice her tongue is hanging out of her mouth, 8, 10, 12 inches long, hanging between her stupendous breasts, sometimes licking over to slip under one of her own nipples, making her moan and shiver. She's still turned on, you're still turned on, and the dark-skinned one is looming over you, up on her knees on the mattress, looking down. "We're going to transform you," she explains. "Here, you'll be able to see everything we have to offer, not just the bits that were out front." She winks at you. You notice purple eyeshadow on her eyelid when she does. She has long lashes. Her eyes glow red from within. Her tail lashes around, gripping one of your arms. There is some mysterious fluid on it that soaks into your skin right away. Your eyes roll back. This acts more quickly than any other lustful substance you've been exposed to. You clench your ass, feeling flares of pleasure. You roll into her grasp, letting her place her hands on your chest, feeling up and down, massaging your body. You've got potential. Maybe you will make a worthy toy. We'll keep you for ourselves in the break room, instead of putting you out on the floor. But we'll have to test how that goes. She turns toward the blue succubus. Have you picked one? You turn your head and see that the succubus is standing by the rack of devices, the bimbified secretary, quite different from this all-business, athletic, muscular succubus that is in your face now, running her nails down your back. You see the bimbo succubus standing, the athletic one kneeling next to you. You see all of it and just let arousal roll in. Your body's too turned on to do anything else. The remnants of what was done to you before are still there, and though you may think to make for the door, you know, by the animalistic way that the redhead is prowling, you wouldn't make it very far. Plus, whatever that bimbo is holding in her hand over there, well, it looks enticing in its own way. You tell yourself you're just going to pause and feel the situation out, but you know what's really going on. You know you're going to end up giving in, letting it wash over you, hoping you do end up their toy. And since it's too late already, you slip your hands between your legs. The muscled succubus still has her tail wrapped around your forearm, leeching whatever lustful, needy chemical is upon it into your bloodstream. That's why when you begin to masturbate mindlessly, and she smiles with a kind of pleasing admiration, everything is just right. Then the bimbo succubus approaches with her chosen toy, her chosen implement, from the rack of them over on the other side of the room. You bite your lip in anticipation. At the same moment, a flare of chemical-induced desire hits your brain in a mini-orgasmic draining event. You groan and roll your body against the redhead, noticing she's stripped off her tight, sporty bra top and the tight shorts she was wearing. You rub directly against her muscled body. Her breasts are more modest than her balloon-like companion. But that doesn't matter, because they are firm and gorgeous, and they stick to you just right. A slight sheen of sweat on her body as she grips you, pins you down, wrestles you helplessly down to the mattress. You keep clenching your ass, sending bits of pleasure to your brain, waiting for whatever they decide to do to you next. It seems like the tall bimbo blonde is about to do something with whatever that device is she has in her hand. It looks like it's a little stick, perhaps a dildo, maybe a sex toy of some sort. But even as she comes nearer, the muscular one pins you to the ground, a pounce. Her breasts are pressed to your face. You notice her dark brown nipple pushed between your lips. Her hands are on your shoulders. You realize just how strong she is, her hips above yours, keeping them pinned, her knees on either side of you. You feel your rigidness growing. Your ass is still clenching. You remember the long, slow tonguing the blonde gave you before. Your hard, throbbing length presses into the muscled abdomen of the brown succubus with the red hair above you. She smiles. The light in this experimentation room, with its restraints hanging from the ceiling, it glints off of her fangs. She leans in, licks the nape of your neck. I've had a taste of you now. Hold off for a minute. She says this to the blonde above. Then the brown one really goes to town, flipping you over. You feel the seamless transition from laying on your back with her pinning you to laying on your belly with her pressing her hips to your bare butt. You feel her juices dripping from her tight sex, her hips against you, her breasts against your back, her hands gripping your shoulders, rubbing her knuckles in a pleasant and interestingly invasive frisson. Whatever she's doing to your muscles, to your nerve endings, is making you so relaxed, helpless, mindless. If you look up a little, you can see the blonde above you staring down. She has a vacant expression, and her juices are really dripping now that her pussy is in plain sight and allowed free for them to run from it. The device in her hand is just being held absently. She's watching as the redhead wrestles with you, and she does wrestle, laying on her side, pulling you to her, flipping you over on the mattress, rolling around with you in a warm tangle of sweated, sensual limbs. You push back a little, and she seems to give a thrilling purr at the idea, but against her musculature and her otherworldly, statuesque form, it is quite impossible. She's a little smaller and more compact than the tall, blonde model of a blue bimbo, who is still staring. But she gives as good as she gets. Occasionally she lets you push back, and in your lust-addled state, wanting to fuck, to thrust, to fill, to feel, what you see now is her wet, tight sex. It's dripping and glistening, but the lips are tightly closed, unlike the blue bimbo girl above you staring down. The succubus who has her wet, needy, vaginal lips spread open so her juices can flow out. The fit muscle succubus, on the other hand, has a tight, closed little pussy with a neatly trimmed patch of red hair just above it. The hair color must be natural. You only have a moment to see it before she's once more slammed you to the bed, letting the entirety of her weight fall atop you. When you try to push her off, it's impossible, but you use it as an opportunity to cop a feel, squeezing her breasts. She appreciates it, moaning and rolling her chest into you, but never for a moment does she give ground, keeping your shoulders pinned down to the bed, her hips above you. Whenever your length rubs against the outside of her pussy, you feel some of her juices getting on it, but she is far from letting you slip it inside. In fact, she even turns over and lays back on you, her butt rubbing against your cock. You feel her taut buttocks on either side of it. Even though she is fit and trim, there's certainly enough there to rub your length between. Her head is laying back on your shoulder. She leans over and smooches you on the cheek and then runs her tongue over it. Yeah, this is fun. Anyway, it's not quite time yet. Above you, you hear the bimbo perk up. Oh, it's time? The muscular one tries to object. The blue succubus, who's been watching all this as you wrestle with her friend, leans down and presses the tip of her device to your shoulder. The muscled succubus, who's pinning you down, looks at her friend as if the blue bimbo is the biggest idiot she's ever seen, but that's the last expression she makes before you feel the jolt at your shoulder. Pure pleasure, like electricity, but composed of orgasm, of pleasure, of explosive, needy release, every part of you relaxing in waves that travel from the point where the blue bimbo touched you with that object. Whatever it is, it's just pumping, orgasmic, mind-numbing, yes, euphoria into you. A wonderfully insidious sensation. You yield to it. You go completely flat on the mat. But you realize your body's conducting the signal because the tanned brown succubus above you, her muscled grip slackens. She lays on you, grunting, moaning, rippling with pleasure again and again, aching with it, moaning, feeling you, wanting you. You can tell the way she's wreathing her pussy against your leg, humping and humping as your mind is overwritten with the signal from that device. Orgasm, euphoria, pleasure, an invasive heat that starts at the edge of your body and works its way inward, rippling over every muscle. Every part of you that can tense and respond sexually does. Your cock is standing up so hard it's pressing into the belly of the limp, shivering, spasming girl on top of you. She helplessly moans, her pulsing pussy squirting from its tight confines, a little bit of her juices onto your leg, just the molten sexual lubricant so copious within that it is escaping onto you. Her moaning, her open eyes blank and vacant, yours must look the same. Everything looks a little fuzzy, it's hard to focus. The bimbo is just pressing the device to your shoulder, as one might a massage wand, but the pulse, pulse, pulse running through your entire entire body is taking over. All you can do is let her lay there, feel the muscled bimbo on top of you, twitching, shivering. Her nipples are so pointed and hard, they're poking you. She's laying against you, her head on your shoulder, a river of drool flowing from her mouth. Yes, 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 moaning, blank, vacant, needy, constant pulses that fill and fulfill both of you, together, mingled, a mesh of limbs, gripping, shivering, tangling together, your juices, her fluids as well, your needy cock spurting little rivulets of pre-cum. It's almost like you're going to squirt, even though the pleasure is purely in your brain, the orgasm is entirely in your mind, in your body, and now in all of you. It didn't take long for the device to just override. You'd do anything now for another spurt of that pleasure, but the bimbo pulls it away from your shoulder. You pant, gasping, curling your toes, shivering, feeling the muscled weight of the horny girl on top of you, who has also just stopped coming. The unique quality of that device is, now you want to fuck for real. You want a real orgasm to take you back to the place that that device is shocking, jolting, clearly conductive current based on the way your captor felt it too through her tail and hands. You're still taking on bits of venom from her entwining tail wrapped around your arm. But now she can just moan, sigh. Pull occasional breaths in between her teeth as you lay there recovering too, sweat standing out on your back and forehead, laying on the mattress with the blue bimbo above you. You thought it was a bargaining technique to make you give in when she removed the device from your shoulder, and indeed you want more of that current. But then you hear panting and moaning from above you, and you look up. Past the nape of the neck and the shoulder of the brown, muscled succubus atop you, you see the blue woman has pressed the device to her own chest. She's moaning as her nipples perk up, pointed, her eyes are rolled back, showing only the whites. Her pussy is gushing down her thighs, gravity taking her juices and making rivers of shiny material over her inner thighs, down her legs, past her knees. A puddle is forming on the floor as she gives herself orgasms with the device that she stopped giving to you. It seems she decided she wanted it more for herself than to use it testing it on you. It would be funny if the allure of her standing over you, the allure of her staring down at you, were not so powerfully influential. You want more and you want her. Your cock, which had been kept artificially hard by the device, is still just as rigid. And her whole body is so sensitive that when your hard cock pokes her belly, sandwiched between the two of you, she shivers, quakes, seems to lose her composure. You take advantage of that moment, playfully gripping her shoulders, flipping the muscled succubus under you. Above the two of you, the bimbo is still standing there, orgasmically shocking herself over and over and over. You pin the muscled succubus. She turns over, trying to get on her hands and knees so she can get enough leverage to push you off. But in that moment, the tip of your cock presses lightly against her ass and then slides down, the tip positioned at the entrance to her tight, wet, taut pussy. Her whole body shudders. "Just go ahead and do it then," she manages to force out. Standing above you, the bimbo has stopped, running the orgasmic current through herself. She's gradually coming back to herself at the same moment you slide forward, your entire length captured in the wet, hot pussy of the muscled figure beneath you. It is indescribably tight and yet so lubricated that you slip in and out, pulling her walls with you. She lets out an unearthly scream, burying her face in the mattress, pushing her shoulders down. You have her pinned, and something about that has her trembling. She's pinching her own nipples, each hand on the opposite breast, pinching, squeezing. The bimbo walks a little closer. The blue-skinned succubus who's been watching all this, watching as you hammer her friend hard and rough from behind, your body over hers on hands and knees like her, rutting animalistically. The blue succubus takes the tapered, almost dildo-like wand she was using to make you vibrate with pleasure. You still remember the euphoria, still remember the pulse, the corruption, the buzz. And she slides it between her legs, clenching her thighs. It begins to spark. Her eyes go vacant. She's behind you, but you're too focused on the wet, hot, tight, muscled, compact succubus under you. It was hard to tell before, but unlike her statuesque friend, she's a little shorter than you are. Or maybe she got shorter when she let you take control. Your hips move forward and back, a pleasing, warm, squeezing, mind-numbing heat all around your shaft. Tugging at it, tugging your thoughts out of your head. You fuck, you thrust, you fill that fit, muscled succubus, and she just gives in. Her body shows exactly what she wants, which is more of you. She's pushing back against you with enough force to push you back on the mattress a little. But the blue succubus is behind you, on hands and knees, with the device right against her pussy. That experimental device they were going to use to subjugate you has apparently got the bimbo too spun out on need and pleasure to think. Her long tongue that is every bit as sensitive as a sexual organ in its own right, licks its way down your back. She's pressing her face between your buttocks, following your body as you thrust forward and back, fucking the fit, muscled succubus. The blue, bouncy, big-breasted bimbo behind you extends the tip of her tongue, licks it across your ass, right against your hole, pressing. Sinuous, invasive, warm, wet, teasing, making your cock even harder. Your entire length inside of the fit succubus pushes against her body. You make sure to angle it down a bit so it hits the front of her, hits the anterior wall. She groans, and you feel the texture of her enlarged G-spot from sheer arousal. She was subjected to the same euphoria-inducing, mind-numbing shock from that device as before. It's currently lodged between the legs of the bimbo. You don't realize what that means until her tongue touches your ass, and once more, you're caught up in the current. The electricity that is only orgasm as it reaches your brain, washes through your cock, fills up the muscled succubus too. The three of you are coming, locked in a tangle of limbs and sweated mindlessness. The tongue probing your ass moves quickly. It is as lubricated as something can be. It is a wet, warm, invasive, long tongue. After all, she slides it and presses your prostate. Your eyes roll back even more than they already were. The buzzing from that device lodged between her legs travels through her, making her little more than a mindless, constantly coming, licking machine. As she laps and torments, presses with the powerful movement of her prehensile tongue, you are caught up in that electricity right on your prostate. Your cock begins to spurt little bits of heavy, needy seed into the succubus under you. She responds as if she can feel it. Her entire interior surface, especially her G-spot, bathed in your warm, slowly spurting, milked out cum. After all, that tongue pressing on your prostate, moving in slow circles, is making a warm, spreading mindlessness fill you that is quite separate and distinct from the object lodged between the blue bimbo's thighs. She's just lost in licking you. You know that when you clench your ass and feel her tongue thrusting in and out, pressing on your prostate, lapping, licking, that she feels sensations akin to her clit being strummed. She gets off from licking you and also from the device pressed against her pussy. This also means your cock has become like a surrogate for that experimental item, and since it is deep inside that fit, muscled woman beneath you, she has no escape. Her tail lashes to and fro, getting more of that drug-like aphrodisiac on your skin, but it doesn't matter. You, the three of you, intertwined on the mattress, one behind you licking your ass, periodically slapping it, grabbing it. You can feel her breasts banging against the backs of your legs now and then because she's thrusting her face forward and back against your butt, licking, lapping, pressing, making you simply lost In how good this feels, the muscled woman under you moves her body, letting her clinging, squeezing internal pleats rub all over your shaft. The head of your cock is being sucked on, as if there were a vacuum seal in there, her pussy greedily begging for it. And since the tongue is pressed right against your prostate, you can feel the blue succubus' hot breath on you as the tanned one under you contorts her body, leaning back over her shoulder, bringing her fanged mouth up to kiss deep. Her eyes are wet, her red hair is sweated, her entire body is lost in it. She seems to have a dreamy reverie on her, and you can see the jolts, the shocks from the device between the bimbo's thighs, sending a bolt of pleasure and orgasm into the wonderfully sensual, long-tongued succubus behind you, which travels through her into you, making your head awash in orgasm, euphoria, white-hot heavenly need. You thrust into the needy, drippy, wet, sopping sex of the horny girl beneath you, while another one licks your ass and you get lost in it. You're draped over her. You don't know that you could keep yourself up, but it doesn't matter, because that warm, muscled, fit succubus under you, despite her twitching, her clenching thighs, the gushing juices running over your cock as you thrust deeply into her, she is staying upright, keeping you propped up. You feel your ass being milked, licked, tormented by the tongue behind you. You feel your cock being squeezed, moved as mechanically as any fucking machine, moved into a place where all you can do is press deeper into the dark, warm succubus beneath you. She pushes her back against you, letting you feel her rock, her move, her guide your cock deeper and deeper. You're as far in as you can, hilted within her, and still the sparks of the device come from between the thighs of the blue bimbo lapping your ass, mindless, sweated, her hair falling across your buttocks, her face pressed as tight to your ass as she can get it, her tongue having found your prostate and just press, press, massage in exactly the right spot to keep your cock hard and spreading from the tip. It's different from the orgasm coming from the device. It's different from the building, mounting feeling in your back as it arches and you want to come, you want to spurt, you want to breed deep inside the succubus underneath you. You want to squirt and fill her right up to the brim. But all of these are different sensations. Each of them builds in your mind, and you know you would do anything in that moment to get to stay in that moment. Right now, their design of corrupting, of tormenting, of changing you is long gone. The bimbo got a little too caught up in her toy, and all she can do is quiver around it. All she can do is twitch, lick, lose herself to the feeling of you pressing back against her mouth, because you are. You're rocking your hips back and forth, back and then forward, with every little bit of strength you have left, taking your cock out of the greedy, squeezing pussy that tries to keep it in, pushing your ass toward the long, sinuous, demonic tongue, then forward, then back. You know you're making both of them feel even more pleasure than that device already is. All three of you have white, hot, needy waves cascading in your head from whatever magic animates that device, but you also have the feeling of each other's bodies ingrained in your brain, locked in, each of you sensing the others, squeezing, moaning, rutting, thrusting, fucking, losing every thought except yes, yes, in that dark place where no one else is there, on a mattress on the floor, rutting like animals, the fit succubus beneath you having lost all strength except the ability to hold you up, the one behind you still licking, still lapping, still losing herself to shivers and trembles, still hooked on that device that she's even forgotten about, between her thighs, shocking, shivering, moaning. She lets herself go. You feel her breath get hotter, her tongue move more vibrantly, more animatedly against your prostate, licking, lapping the warm, intrusive, pleasant presence in your ass, the feeling of your length buried in the fit, taut, tight succubus beneath you. You give up any pretense that you're holding yourself up. You let yourself lean on her back. She supports you. She moans. She seems to get off on the fact that her staying on hands and knees is all that's keeping this obscene fuck pile upright. You use the opportunity to grab the breasts of the dark one under you, and then you feel it. The tension, your balls tensing against the base of your cock, the spurting, spurting, squirting, coming, yes, 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 squirting into her, filling her with your hot seed. She moans and throws her head back, her red hair tossing. You see her eyes wide open, staring ahead blankly, mouth open, trying to mouth words, unable. You grip and pinch her nipples, yes, more, more. She moans and pushes back right onto your cock, locking it as deep in as she can. can. The bimbo behind you does the same, pushing her breasts. You can feel her nipples against the backs of your legs, pressing her whole body, face, tongue, right up against your hole, right up against your back, against both of you, pushing you as deep into her friend as she can get you, as she pushes her tongue as far as she can. Her body spasming, coming, mindlessly orgasming from the mere act of licking, tormenting, milking your prostate with her long, demonic tongue. Her hands grip your ass and keep you pushed against her face. Warm, wet sensations invade you every second of the orgasm, every moment you're spurting, your body pressed forward against the fit succubus, spurting, filling her. You know you're filling her up to the brim. They were going to corrupt you, but in the end, you ended up leaving her a sweated wreck under you. She holds you up. She murmurs, begging for more in her mindless, disjointed way. And eventually, the three of you slowly slide down onto the mattress, eyes closing. The device runs out of charge and rolls away, soaked in the bimbo's juices. She cuddles behind you, the redhead in front, turning to face you, nipping and then sucking at the nape of your neck, leaving a mark, her muscled arms clenching you tight. The big breasts and curvy hips of the blue bimbo behind you making a nice cushion as the three of you drift off. They promise that they'll corrupt you properly in the morning, and the bimbo won't be allowed to pick the device this time.